In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Mary invites us to listen, to believe, and to hold fast to Jesus. Dear faithful, the title of Mediatrix, is rooted in our tradition. In fact, many saints have fostered devotion to Mary, Mediatrix of all graces. Saint Francis de Sales, and before him, Saint Francis of Assisi, have a well-known devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and it is clear from his writings that Mary, the mother of Jesus, has a unique place in our relationship with God. Thanks to her openness to the plan of salvation and to an intimate union with God, she has become a model for every believer. Listen to Jesus. Let us think about what the mother of Jesus says to the servant at the wedding feast of Cana. Do whatever he tells you. There is a parallel situation in the Bible. Remember, the people of Israel declare to Moses that they are willing to do all that the Lord has said and carry out all the commands given by the Lord. Similarly, Mary prompts the servant to obey the word of her son, he who is the Son of God. In this way, the Virgin shows herself to be the mother of those who are faithful, that is, of those who fulfill the command of Christ. In this event, at the wedding feast of Cana, Mary helps to bring about a birth of faith in the hearts of men and women. In this event of Cana, Mary is shown as a mediator of the revelation of Jesus and of the faith of his disciples, precisely because she shows her full confidence in the Son and consequently invites the servant to take on her own attitude. Do whatever he says. For his part, Jesus completes his first sign because he is asked to do so by his mother. Even today, Our Lady says to us, whatever Jesus tells you to do, do it. This is an expression that reminds us of the faith formula used by the people of Israel at Sinai in response to the covenant promises, as the Lord has said, so we will do. Indeed, dear faithful, at Cana, the servant obeys to God. Believe in Jesus. Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. It is not only the first sign, but it is the beginning of the time of signs, the starting point of the complete revelation of himself that Jesus achieved through the signs. Therefore, the meaning of the sign at Cana is Christological. It indicates that Jesus is the Messiah. Mary shows us that Jesus is the Messiah, that Jesus is true God and true man. She tells us who is Jesus. She tells us to be confident, to go to Jesus by her, with her. Mary is always with us. We thought God would make our life easy, and instead he calls us to live more deeply. Mary is with us. We wanted to eliminate our suffering, and instead discovered God standing with us in the midst of our pain. Mary is still with us. We expected God would make us number one, but he called us to identify with the least, the last, the lost. Mary is with us. We wanted him to make us strong, but he called us to discover his strength in our weakness. Mary is helping us. We hoped God would destroy our enemies, but he commanded us to love them. Mary is helping us. We wanted to be the leader, but God told us to serve them. Mary is serving with us. To conclude, dear friends, I invite you to look at the image of Mary. She shows us Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. And she gives the Son to us. She is the mediatrix who will always remind us to have Jesus at the center of our lives and to keep our gaze fixed on him. Jesus is the focal point, while others are presented only in reference to him, the mother of Jesus, his mother without being called by her name, Mary, his disciples, the silent witnesses who will eventually appear as the faith community. Precisely, as mother of Jesus, present at that event and noting that there is no more wine at the wedding feast, she boldly turns to him to say, "They have no more wine. If there is no wine, then it will be difficult to celebrate the wedding with appropriate joyfulness and and feasting. In the scripture, more than anything, wine is a promise that God Himself makes. It is His gift of delight and joy to His people. It is wine that rejoices the human heart as well as the heart of God. It is this wine that is freely given and abundant. Let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to continue to be the mediatrix of the graces of her Son, Jesus Christ, so that we may always listen and carry out the words spoken by Jesus, thus tasting the new wine of the kingdom. Holy Virgin Mary, pray for us, with Saint Michael the Archangel, with all the angelic power of heaven, and with all the saints, to your most holy and beloved Son, our Lord and Master. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost.